Look, we all know and love our sister Gia, and Gia, everyone's here with you, and we're here and we're excited to hear the message that you have. So,
thank
bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Can we hear me? Can you all hear me? Yeah? Okay. Firstly, before I start, I just want you to know, just because I stand on this side, I'm no more important. Nobody on that side is any less important. I'll be sharing my story, a part of my story with you, and I want you all to see yourself through it. Because all of us go through tough times, and so have I been. I want you to know that each one of you here is beautiful, is loved, is precious, is capable, is strong. And each one of you has a beautiful year ahead. It says here already, you know, I'm about to do a new thing. So 2019 is going to do a new thing for you. God is going to do a new thing for you. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Well, let me tell you, whether you perceive it or not, 1st of January 2019 is still going to be here. So we better perceive it. We better look forward to it. Right? So before I go ahead, I want you to raise your hand if you're looking forward for 2019. Okay. All right. And looking forward with hope, with strength. Right? Thank you. Now, guys, I'll tell you my story. I'll prepare for it. I'm not removing my shoes because it's God's ground or anything. I came here. Just tear it apart.
There we go.
Thank you. Thank you, Bronwyn. So, exactly 5 years ago, I came here with no shoes in my feet, and I was covered. I was wearing a long skirt as well, which was tattered, and I was wearing a scarf, which was not good as this, and I did not even look at good as this as well. I was covered with burns on my neck and burns all over my body. 13% of my body was burned. And I was completely covered like this. And I walked through that gate 5 years ago, and I was sitting somewhere around here. And I was just, you know, just looking down. I had no courage to look anyone in the eye at all. And I want you to imagine, just imagine a girl as tiny as me, and she had no courage to look at anyone in the eye. She was burnt. She felt that she was the ugliest creature on earth. I really believed it, that I was the ugliest creature on earth. And I was just, I had no hope for my future at all. Completely, completely hopeless. I had no hope that the next day is going to be a good day, or even if I'm going to be alive the next day. What had happened was that I got married to this young man who lived in Sydney, and I came to Sydney with him, and he promised me a great future. He promised me a world full of love and happiness, but it did not work that way. I was held captive behind the four walls of our house for months and months and months. I was not allowed to make friends. I was not allowed to work. I was not even allowed to go out for a coffee. We all love our coffee. Was not even allowed to do that. I tried my best to do whatever I could. I called my parents and I said, hey, this marriage is not working out at all. And my parents said, well, we're sure you're not trying hard enough. We're sure you're not being submissive enough. So you got to keep going. You got to be more submissive. Are you listening to what your husband is saying? I said, yes, I am. And I tried. I tried until one day on the 15th of November, 2013, I completely gave up. I researched on the internet how to take my life. I knew Panadol or Nurofen was not going to be an answer. I'll talk to you in a minute, Lawrence. And you know why I thought Panadol and Nurofen was not going to be an answer? Because I knew the hospital is going to pump that out of my body and it's not going to be helpful. So I needed something promising. I really, really wanted to die. Growing up in India, I'm from India. Now growing up, I had heard that a lot of women are burnt to death. One of our landlord's daughter, she was dating this guy from another religion. And the parents did not like that, so they burnt their daughter to death. That happened right in front of me growing up. And so many other women. So I thought maybe fire is the answer. And this 15th of November 2013, there was fuel in the house. There was lighter in the house, matchstick in the house, and that's it. I got up at 4 a.m. I was ready. I was just ready. And I put the fuel on me and I set myself alight. Hence why the 13% of my body got burnt. But you know what? Women in India die because there are not fire alarms in India. There are no fire alarms. I didn't know that the fire alarm would ring. And before I knew, the fire brigade came, the police came, my ex-husband was there, neighbors were there, and you know, everyone was just trying to protect me, and I woke up in the hospital. And when I woke up in the hospital, the doctor said, Jia, 13% of your, my name was not Jia, by the way, then. My name was Harshita, with the word shit in it, and hence why there was a lot of shit going on. So the doctor said, look, Harshita, there's a lot of shit going on in your life, and to make matters worse, the doctor didn't say that. The doctor just said that, Harshita, you will never be able to walk again. Your right knee is completely burnt and you will have contractures all your life. And we have to do a skin graft operation, so you need to eat something. You need to, you know, drink some water, eat something. I was not able to. I had completely lost hope. For days, the doctors waited. I could not eat anything, so they had to put me on the, you know, the liquid, the drip. The doctors called my parents because I had nobody at all in Australia, nobody at all except for my ex-husband, who did not want to do anything with me. He cut the health insurance, everything. And the doctors called my dad and said, hey, your daughter is burnt. 13% of her body is burnt. So somebody needs to be here. She doesn't have a cent in her bank account. She really, somebody needs to be here, or you need to do something. And my dad said, why are you calling me? Just let her die. I spoke to my mom, and mom said, I can't do anything because your dad is not going to allow me to come. So, you know, you just have to be strong. And I was like, okay, you know. But that day, reality struck me really deep. Growing up, I had been such a people pleaser. And that day, I decided I'm going to start living for myself. I rang the bell, I got the food, I ate it, I asked for a physiotherapist. I was sitting in my bed, just shitting in my bed because I could not walk. But I called the doctor and I said, can we get a physiotherapist? She took my hand, and it took me 40 minutes to walk from here to right there. But I was trying to do it. I was not wanting to give up. And just like 2019, is waiting for you right around the corner, 2014 was waiting for me right around the corner, because I got discharged from the hospital around Christmas time. Had no family, no friends, nobody at all. Did not even have a pair of shoes when I walked through the Wayside Chapel. Not even my own toothbrush. Not even a towel. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all. But I had one thing. I had hope. I had hope for 2014. I knew that even though doctors are saying I limp all my life, but I knew that I'm going to run. I knew that I'm not going to be dependent on anyone. I knew it. And that is my message for you. Hope. I want you all to be hopeful. Just remember these four alphabets. H-O-P-E. And I'm going to elaborate them for you in a minute. H, have the courage to let go of your past. It is difficult. It was difficult for me, guys. It was really difficult to forgive my father. He was abusive, not only that day when the doctors called him, but also throughout my childhood. But I had to gain the courage to forgive him. I had to gain the courage to forgive my husband. We need to have that courage to let go of the past. Demolish right now, today, as we sit here, I want us all to demolish the bridges that connect us to our past. Because if there's no bridge left, we'll not be able to walk to the past. Demolish it. It will take a lot of strength, but we all can do it. If I can do it, you guys can do it. 100%. Demolishing the bridges, demolishing the past is also going to take a lot of forgiveness you have to give to others. I'm sure there are many people sitting here who have been deceived by their partners, who have been let down by their parents, by their kids, by their siblings, whose possessions have been stolen, who have been hurt by the people, who have been hurt by the best of their friends. But forgive them. Unforgiveness is like a poison that you drink and you expect the other person to die. If you're going to have the poison, you're going to die, not the other person. So forgive them. Forgiveness, my friends, is not accepting what has happened to you. No, don't accept it. I'm not saying be timid or anything. No. It's just letting go of that hope that there was anything good that could happen in the past. It's gone. Hope for the present, hope for the future. Don't spend that hope for the past. No. So that's the H for the hope. O, open your arms. Now you've demolished the bridges. Now what are you waiting for? Open the arms, open your arms and embrace the future and the present. You know why present is called present? Because it is a present from God. Think of it as a Christmas present. It is a gift for you. So open your arms and embrace it. I had to do it as well. Imagine if I would have just heard the doctors and I would have heard my father. My father used to call me the ugliest person on earth. There was everything wrong with me. My nose was too big. My height is too short. My ears are too big for my body. Everything about me is wrong. Until date, I spoke to him a few weeks ago and he just looked at me on WhatsApp and he's like, oh my God, you're looking as ugly as always. What are you doing? And, you know, thank God that my lovely partner was next to me so I could I had a reminder that I'm beautiful. I mean, I believe it now, but sometimes you need a reminder. And that is why you need positive people around you. So open your arms and embrace this present, the beautiful present. Embrace yourself. Guys, even if you will let go of the past, I'm sure there are many people around you who will actually do their best to remind you of your past. They will judge you based on your past. It can be anyone. It can be your family, your friends, your work colleagues, anyone. But no, your eyes should be on the goal, on the prize, on the present that Jesus Christ has set for you. Don't worry about what people are saying. Let them judge you. Let them judge you based on your past. But what you're going to do is open your arms and embrace the present. And you're going to demolish the bridges. So H and O. Now P. Prepare yourself for good things. I want you to hear carefully. Good things. Not bad things. Often, we human beings prepare ourselves for bad things. Oh, my relationship in the past sucked. I'm sure this will suck as well. Oh, my parents never used to consider me beautiful. I'm sure I'll never be able to do anything. Oh, my siblings used to say I can't do anything. I'm sure my future is horrible. No, no, no. Prepare yourself for good things, guys. You know, a bird in the cage. Why doesn't it fly? Because it's in the cage. This bird knows that it cannot fly. The cage is closed. One day, try and open the cage. The bird will still remain in the cage. It will not fly. Even though the cage is open today for it to fly, be free, it will still stay there. You know why? Because the bird is determining its present based on its past, not based on its present. So, a lot of us do that as well. Even though the cage is open for you, you can fly, you're still sitting there. And that's what was happening to me as well, 5 years ago, exactly 5 years ago. The cage was closed all my life for 28 years. Oh my God, I gave my age to you. But, you know what? When the cage opened, I flew. I was not ready to sit inside. I knew freedom is calling. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to let my past determine my present and my future. I am going to fly. I'm going to prepare myself for good things. The doctor said I'll never be able to walk. You know what I got from my first Centrelink payment? I got myself a pair of shoes, running shoes. And I said, I'm not only just going to walk. If I wanted just to walk, I could have got myself a pair of thongs. But I got myself a pair of running shoes because I knew I am going to run. I was preparing myself for good things. The doctor gave me a medical certificate for the whole year that I'll not be able to work. You know how they give the Centrelink medical certificate? You know what I did? As soon as I came to the refuge, I started applying for jobs. And I got a job. I got discharged from the hospital around the Christmas time, and I got a job on the 19th of February, 2014. And I went back to the doctor and I said, hey, I prepared myself for good thing, for good job. And can you please revoke this medical certificate? So I want you guys to do the same thing. Doesn't matter what the doctor's report says. Doesn't matter what your parents have said, what your siblings say, what your partner has said, or what your best friend has said. Doesn't matter. What matters is what you tell yourself. You have to love yourself. Believe in yourself. So that's the P. Prepare yourself for good things, positive things. And E. Who wants to guess what the E stands for? Enjoy. Now what are you waiting for? You have demolished the bridges. You have opened your arms and embraced the present and the future. You have prepared yourself for good things. Now it's the time to enjoy. You guys don't have to reach your goal in order for you to enjoy. No, no, no. Every step while you are on that journey towards your goal, you have to enjoy. Every step is important. I was enjoying every step. I used to walk these butler stairs 100 times a day because I wanted to make sure that my contractures become weak. But I was enjoying. While I was sweating, I was enjoying every single moment. The food that I was eating, the doctors wanted me to eat good food. Obviously, I was burnt. I needed good food. And you know, sometimes in the refuge, there's not always good food. Sometimes the food is just close to the expiry date. But guys, you know what? I was enjoying. I was enjoying every moment. I knew what my next year is going to look like. I knew it. I knew that 5 years from that day, I am not going to be the same girl. And that's exactly 5 years from that day, Luke. You know, 5 years ago that day, I walked through that door exactly this time, exactly during this period. And look, 5 years from now, my life is different. I'm wearing Mimco heels. I have a lovely partner. I have beautiful friends. I have a great job. I have great health, and yes, I am running. The contractures are gone. The doctors are surprised. And if I can do it, you can do it as well. Now, 2019 is just around the corner, and I want you all to be hopeful. Now, I've prepared a little Bollywood dance for you guys to remember this hope, H-O-P-E. So if you all can stand up for me, please. So what is H for? Have the courage to let go of the past. So I want you guys to do, let go of the past. Now open your arms and embrace the future and the present. Now prepare yourself for good things and enjoy. So let's do it again. Enjoy. And you can just do a little bit of this as well with Bollywood. So thank you. Thank you, everyone.